And it's KVC Arts Now on KVCR Arts and Entertainment, as well as the people and places providing it. I'm David Fleming, continuing my conversation with Ben Ochoa and Misa Lara with the band Sept, along with Bambi Marr, responsible for some of the music video elements for the band. We are exploring, for the most part, their newest EP, High Garden. We heard about some of the songs on the previous KVC Arts, and to continue, the titles for these songs is a subject which kept coming up, whether they come up in the song or if it even has anything to do with the song. Here's one where we do hear the words, except it's, again, not in the song. It's just stated before the song actually starts. So who's actually saying that? That's too much, man. It's at the beginning, before the song kicks in.
It's from my favorite TV show of all time called BoJack Horseman. There's this Britney Spears type of character named Sarah Lynn. That's her catchphrase, is, "That's too much, man." And I just thought it was funny.
Well, it is funny. It is. And then again, after that introduction, we don't hear it again. Actually, there's not a lot to this song. There's a couple of verses and a lot of things repeated, and that doesn't diminish the song whatsoever. It's still another great driving tune. But what really caught me, "But I can't fight this feeling with a scrunched up face, could I give you a reason?"
Yeah.
I'm trying to place which person is which. Is this, "I can't even talk to you when you're looking like that," or "I'm so angry, this scrunched up face, I can't even talk"?
It's more like I did something not bad, just like maybe I didn't make the best choice. And, you know, like, it hurts somebody. And somebody's like, "Well, why'd you go doing that?" You know? And I'm like,
gotcha.
I don't know.
The second verse, do you start singing through harmonica mic, or there's this fuzzed out guitar effect, or some, maybe they found one of those amps in the back room and broke the cone? And what is that sound that we're hearing?
Yeah, it's just a fuzz mic, basically. Yeah.
Okay, it's just somebody threw a switch, okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. The reason to do that, instead of just singing it again.
That's one of the great things about working with David. Originally, it was just like a regular voice and, like, you know, whatever. But he was like, "Hey, let's try this. Let's see about this. Let's put a little fuzz on that. Let's get rid of the guitars. Let's just run bass and tom and vocal for that part. And then we'll come back in with the lead that makes it big again." And those are those little nuances that we were talking about, where it's, even though, like, it would have been fine the other way, it's super cool that it turned out this way.
Nice, nice. Oh, the costumes. Did this start with a Halloween thing, or were you just coveting thy neighbor's dress for a moment? Or, I mean, how did this happen? When did this happen?
We just started, like, doing it at one of our festival shows. We, like, dressed as cheerleaders for the first time, and we just kind of, like, enjoyed it, and it was fun to do. So we kept continuing that further, and then sometimes we'll let everybody know what the theme is for a show, and, like, it's cool to see people dressed, like, as the theme that we put out there, because it's like, hey, people actually care, I guess, you know?
So do you announce the theme before the show so that people might know and come?
Not every time.
Okay.
Not every time. It's more for, like, big things. Like, at our EP release show, like, we put that out there that that's what we were going to do. Or, like, a few years ago at the Fox Theater. Was it for Braces or Kim Kelly? It was for Kim Kelly. Yeah.
For Kim Kelly.
When Kim Kelly, we were releasing that song, we did a show after that, and we had everybody come, like, dressed in, like, you know, private school gear and whatnot.
That's where that had to, because not only have you guys dressed as cheerleaders, and sometimes even like a 50s, 60s men's pep squad kind of thing.
Yeah.
But other times just straight out cheerleaders, little skirts and all. But now I've seen photos with audience members, people showing up dressed as cheerleaders, and even having Sept printed across the front of it. Sept, I can't say it in French. Je ne parle pas français. So this would be from the time that you said, hey, we're doing this release, everybody comes cheerleaders, or again, you have people showing up just in honor of one of your past shows. Other people will be wearing your Freddy Krueger sweater or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. It's really cool to kind of get after it and dress up. What I try to do is we'll do a lot of content leading up to the show and start insinuating it, because we want people to kind of have their own take on it. Because our biggest part is, like, not that we try to make a fool of ourselves, but we just want to make people comfortable enough to do whatever they want. Mm-hmm. Growing up, I remember the coolest kid in school was like, he knows all the good songs. And I always wanted to impress that person. And no matter what I would do, I couldn't impress them. And then the only time they were impressed is when I was like, I do not care what this person thinks. I'm going to dress like a loser. And then all of a sudden the person's like, oh, hey.
Excellent.
What's up? And I'm like, oh, this is the secret sauce. Yeah. You just have fun and then people do whatever, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's totally cool. Excellent, excellent. I think last time we talked, people will have some sort of association now, and it won't be remembering, oh, I was at the EP release show. They'll be remembering, yeah, I was at the cheerleader show, or I was at the show with the pink tutu, or whatever it was.
Yeah, yeah.
And it'll be that kind of association. That was speculation at that point. So now, 2 years later, have you had people coming, I was there, man. I was there at the cheerleader thing, or I was instead of songs.
Funny enough, there is. And to give credit to Bambi, sometimes we'll hit it because me and Ben are just like, we really are pop punk to the core. So we'll sometimes we don't look as good as we think, you know what I mean? So Bambi has a great touch, a beautiful touch to let us know, like, how about we look like this, you know, show a little more leg, or let's get these colors coordinated correctly. And she's 20 for 20. So I'll give you credit for that, Bambi, if you want to say anything about
that. Thank you. No, phenomenal. I love seeing all the girlies dress up. I think especially like as girls in the scene, it feels nice to dress up for a show. And then I think with the cheerleader show, it was fun to bring all the girls who dressed up on stage and getting to see them jump and have fun with us. And that was such a good moment.
Yeah.
Speaking of jumping, Misa.
Oh. You got him.
Yeah, so people will know, okay, there's the music, there's the outfits, there's Misa jumping off of things as he's playing. A lot of bands jump, a lot of people jump up and down on stage, especially if you go to Coachella, you'll see it over and over. Okay, for you, jumping off of your amp or a kitchen counter or whatever, is this something you started doing, or was this, okay, Pete Townsend does it, I'm doing it?
Oh, well, that's a great reference. For me, it really started with, there's this band called like the Dead Boys and Ramones back in like CBGB's days. And like, they would just do the coolest stuff. And I aspired my hardest to do something. I wish I could stand up here and be like, hey, I want to do this. But all my favorite artists that you can just, they go so hard in the paint. Some Mick Jagger moves. I just was, any way I can move my hips or get it going.
Mm-hmm.
But in the reality is like somewhere like maybe 10 years ago, I like broke my ring finger.
Ooh.
So as I started getting worse at guitar, I started needing to get better on stage. And somewhere along the lines, I just met the right amount of like playing and jumping. And my biggest deal about performing is I need them to know that if they have fun, I want them to know that I'm having fun. And the easiest way to portray that is like putting my body out on the line. I got it from watching like football games. I see like Brian Urlacher tackle someone and then like the crowd would be like, yes. Okay. Or I'd watch like Gladiator. And I was like, man, this guy's about it. And then I was just kind of like, people come for the circus and I want to feed them. You know what I mean?
Beautiful.
So that's what I'm about.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah. Okay. And that's much better than, well, Townsend does it.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm David Fleming with you for KVC Arts in conversation with Misa Lara and Ben Ochoa from the band Sept, speaking mainly about their newest EP, High Garden. Also in studio, Bambi Maher, part of the music video end of things. Okay, High Garden. Love the drive of High Garden. I mean, from the start. It's not unusual for me to wonder what came first as far as music or lyrics. You may have a great set of lyrics and then need the vehicle to carry those lyrics, or sometimes it's quite the other way around. You've got this really cool jam and, well, we don't do instrumentals. So, What was the chicken rig here on this one?
Funny enough, that one did come as an instrumental first because the reason why I made that song is it was the second half of a two-parter song. And I made it because I heard 1979 by the Smashing Pumpkins first time. And I wanted to make a song kind of like that. And so the first part of that song was basically that. And then I just kind of decided to let it keep going. And I started messing around and just coming up with different melodies and stuff with the guitars and like the lyrics and stuff. And then I ended up coming up with that doo 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 doo. And that kind of caught my eye like a lot. And I was like, okay, this could be cool. So I made that song and I left it alone forever. And then we made that Accidentally Dying on Purpose EP. And I've always been a big fan of Fiddlar. And on their first record, on the last song at the 420 mark, they have a hidden track that plays. And so if you go to Accidentally Dying on Purpose at the 420 mark, Highgarden actually plays on that record as a secret track. And that's like the demo version of it. We're all going down.
Okay, so now I have to go back and listen to that again to... Well, no, I have to. It's some drudgery that you're forcing me to. But, oh, that is totally cool. Yeah, and I totally forgot about that aspect that you guys did that hidden track. Mm-hmm. Huh. Now, with the lyrics, I'm really juggling whether this is about contentment, being content mm-hmm. with how it is, or if everything is just an exercise in futility and just like, why bother?
Yeah, I think probably the latter, for sure. It's less content and more complacent, I guess.
Oh, there you go. Better word for it.
Okay. Yeah, where it's just like, you know, like, what are you going to do? Like things happen. And actually, that is the only song on the record that you will hear the word Highgarden in the lyrics.
You do, that's right.
Yeah.
Now, just reading the lyrics, there are parts of Highgarden which are a bit dark, to say the least. I mean, but then once you have the music... It's a contradiction. I mean, in a good way. It's suddenly fun, upbeat, propelling. There's this stuff that makes, oh my God, what is he? Is he contemplating what? Mm-hmm. But you don't think those thoughts because the music is. You're just headbanging. You're just having fun no matter what you're saying. Mm-hmm. And so that's really cool. And now that leads me to ask, was this a conscious act of actually trying to counter it like that? This is dark, we better make this light. Or is this just, you know, how you do it?
Yeah, I never like make a conscious effort to try and make things dark, but it just the song like comes about how it comes about. Those are the lyrics that I thought of and I just put them to the song. But no, it wasn't a conscious effort to make it like super hype or whatever. But if I do think about it, it's kind of the same way like that Pitbull song where it's like I got just enough money to get up in this club. Like it's like it's like, yeah, we're all struggling, like we're not doing so good, but like, you know, I guess we could have a good time.
When we're in the club, we're all fam.
Yeah.
I don't think there will be ever a time that you could quote Pitbull to me and I'll be able to say, oh yeah, that song. But I can at least know who you're talking
about. Yeah. Worldwide.
Yep. 305.
This is another one. I'm thankful for Bambi for being here as well, because this is another one of the tunes from this new EP. This is the title cut for the EP, and it's another one that has a video out for it. So, Bambi, please talk about the video for it and even the germ of an idea, something that led to the absolute inception of it.
Okay, so with this one, Ben actually came to me and wanted to do a That 70s Show tribute, basically. Okay. So a lot of the music video is pretty much scenes from That 70s Show, especially the intro. And then you can see it with the car that we used, like where we're all singing the song, singing the chorus. Mm-hmm. So a lot of it's just That 70s Show.
Yeah.
So the 70s Show reference, if you're not a viewer of the show, there's portions where they're sitting around a table and the camera presumably would go to the left and going from one person to the next. And so there's sort of an overhead shot of that, a little round table, and you've got, well, people, they're holding their instruments, but it's shot like that. And then I never even connected the car thing, man.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Oh, now I just want to start. It's a cheap trick, I think they wanted originally. Okay, anyway. But okay, wow. So he said 70s show kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And after that, so, okay, well, Ben, you need to change your basement. We need to do this. I mean, where to go from there?
So we took it to our friend's really talented videographer, cinematographer, everything, Jessica Moncrief, and then she got her aunt involved and a gaffer also named Lex, all great people. So we put a crew together and they were able to help us bring it to life. We used Jessica's house. Thankfully, she has a beautiful house and we decorated it. And then we also wanted it to be that 70s show, like so 70s, but... Mm-hmm. We also wanted to modernize it a little bit, so it's also modern. We have a lot of modern posters in the background from, like, modern baseball. We have Fiddler posters.
Mm. So, Joyce Manor, yeah.
Yes, Joyce Manor, of course. Green Day posters.
Yeah.
So not 70s fully, but...
Exclusively, yeah.
We just heard from Bambi Maher talking about the music video for the song High Garden. That's the title cut off the newest release from Sept. Also in studio, we have Ben Ochoa, lead singer, and Misa Lara, lead guitar. More on Instagram, at the band Sept. We're talking about their newest release, High Garden, but we'll be going to a past single in just a bit as well. First, though, a bit more on the video for the title cut, with inspiration from That 70s Show. Okay, again, that was something that I'd wondered about That 70s Show, and me noticing the similarity and wondering if that's what it was or if this is just me reading stuff in to it. But that's also the really cool thing about what I'm able to do. I can watch something or listen to something and wonder, why did they do... Oh, well, I'm talking to them Wednesday. I'll just ask. Okay. Or I don't know what this song is about. I'm going to arrange for an interview and find out. And so I get to hear this behind-the-scenes stuff. And also, with everything that Bambi has mentioned so far and Misa and Ben as well... Everything has led me to want to go back and watch these again to be able to pick up these subtleties that I didn't or did before. So it's just really great to be able to find out about new concepts or verification. That is what I was thinking, or whatever the case is. It gives me something new to go back and listen for with a new set of ears or a fresh set of eyes or whatever the case is. So it's really cool for me as well. Bambi, was this all shot for the video, or did someone shoot some, but there was already video of you guys hanging out at the beach anyway, let's use that.
For High Garden, we all shot it in one day. We had so much fun. Oof, we all became close friends, so that was all in one day, and that was all planned. Ben came up with the treatment for that one. We also had our friend Sid, who is huge in the 70s, 60s community, join us, and we all just became really close and had so much fun. Yeah, it was all for the music video. And then I think we even got some audio for like a little mini scene at the end.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Okay. And the car. People need to watch this video just for the car. It's mid-50s, some kind of a station wagon.
Yeah, it's a 1954 Ford Country sedan.
That's it.
And one of the funny things about that music video is at some point in the music video, you see us pushing the car because it broke down. It genuinely broke down.
It wasn't planned at all.
We had to push it back over to the house and stuff, but like it worked like just as long as it needed to.
Even Sid got out and helped push the car with them. It was so funny. It worked great for the shot.
It did, yeah.
I love it too, because the car's from the 50s, and we were being sticklers, being like, and we stole our parents' car. They would have bought the car in the 50s, so let's steal that car.
Yeah.
So it was a lot of fun.
One more song that I'd like to address, even though this wraps up the EP. I want to go back to another one because we have Bambi in the studio, and we get to hear about this one as well, and that is the song Braces. Bambi, you didn't direct it, but it was your concept?
Yes. I put together a video crew to film what I wanted. I have all the shots mapped out and everything. And then I remember Ben telling me what he wrote the song about.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, it kind of reminded me of Sofia Coppola's The Virgin Suicides.
Oh, my. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Boys observing girls and sort of that story within that. So I kind of wanted to reflect that in the video of Braces.
Sometimes everybody's hanging out together, okay, and interacting. But other times, I can think of two very specific times. One, when the girls are in the restroom, putting on the makeup, and she's about to write braces on the mirror and all that. That part, and also at the back of the van. Okay, both of those times, the girls are interacting with each other.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and the band is there, but they're not actually present.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
So let's go back to the bathroom scene. I mean, like, before Ben actually starts singing in the toilet stall, they're leaning against a wall, and they're kind of providing a soundtrack. But again, they're not really there.
Yeah, they're not existing within that moment. They're not actually there. They're not present. But I think in the Sofia Coppola movie, a lot of it is the boys imagining what the girls are doing. So I took a lot of that. Okay, so the girls are in the bathroom, and it's almost like the boys are imagining them in the bathroom, like what they're doing, romanticizing them.
Mm-hmm.
So I took that aspect of it and then put it into the video. And then with the movie also, I wanted to give the movie a happier ending. So instead of, you know, the tragic ending of the actual movie, mm-hmm. I gave them a happy ending where they're all at the beach together with the boys.
Nice. Okay. Oh,
I
wow.
didn't know any of this. That's really cool.
Oh, wow. So the other part I mentioned behind the van, the only difference there is that we see the band sitting there on the curb first, and then the girls kind of wander around. They end up at the back of the van. And again, they're just hanging out. They're not interacting. It's that same moment of the guys aren't actually there. But the thing is, and I don't know if this even is anything at all. This could be a great edit point. The fact is, though, is we see them there first. So we want to almost say, oh, now we're seeing the band. You know, earlier we saw the girls and their thoughts or actions or whatever, and now we're seeing the band. But then as it turns out, once the girls round the corner of the van, they are just doing their thing. And once again, we're realizing the band perhaps isn't even there. Yet we saw them first. So that's, hey, that's just how the shot worked out. Or maybe there's some thought behind it that I haven't stumbled on yet.
To be fully honest, that one wasn't planned out.
Okay.
I wish there was a cooler story for that one, but no, that one was just, we wanted a shot of the band playing once more near the beach, so that's what we did for that one. I wish there was a cooler story for that one, but that one was sort of an unplanned shot that we decided to get last minute.
Okay.
Just lie, take credit.
Well, you come up with a good story. People will have to track down this interview to find out anything different. Tell me what you decide on, I'll back you up. No.
I'll make up a cooler story.
You have something really cool coming up near the end of July in Long Beach. You guys are amongst other bands. This is a new recording studio or a record label? What is this?
It's a grand opening for Blind Sound Studios. It's the place.
Yeah, it's one of our friends that they're trying to get something going, and we're really big on like trying to help our friends like kind of get some traction or help them out. It's a free show out there, so we're just happy to help them get the word out. Most of the help you get in the scene is like really doing people favors and helping them out. People are really cool about that. And like, we're always down to give someone a free show so they can know how it feels.
There's also Hotchkiss, the Off Tracks, the Royal Court. Is this the full lineup? Is this subject to change more, less?
That's the full lineup. And just to get full credit, someone who comes in studio to write bass lines for us is called Marco Carretero. He's in my other band. We're longtime friends, and he helps us write a lot of the bass lines for the record. Him and Matt collaborate to write.
Yeah.
But Marco's big time, so I want to give him his flowers and his credit.
He's
on
the Off Tracks.
Yeah. Beautiful. Okay. So that's going to be July 25th in Long Beach, Blind Sound Studios. So now, it's not like you can go to a website to find out more, and we'll address that in a second. But, But I did see one of your Instagram posts. Are you still looking for a Sept merch person, or is that just something fun to do one day?
Oh, no, we're secured. Right
yeah,
now.
Shout out, Victoria. Thank you for helping us out. It's great, yeah.
Well, that was a fun little Instagram blast. And now that website. 2 years ago, I asked if there was a website. And you were like, you know what? I think probably next month we'll have that going, man. Yeah. It's just this close, man.
Yeah.
So.
No, we have to figure that out.
So they can find you on Instagram.
We are at the band Sept on Instagram. Just Sept on Spotify and Apple Music. And then at the band Sept on YouTube.
Okay. So it's all pretty much the band set.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anytime they want to look for us, we're on every platform. We mostly dance on there and have fun. Mm-hmm. But, like, you know, that's how we sell tickets. So if you guys want to see us moonwalk and dry hump the air, that's where you can find us.
Perfect. Perfect. What else do you have coming up in the relative near future?
In August 1st, we have the Art Walk in Santa Ana. It's going to be in front of the Freda Cinema. The people there who run the nonprofit movie theater there, they help do an art walk. And I'm out from Orange County, so anytime we can do anything for all the art people there, I always like to just go out there and put my stuff out there.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful. And again, people can go to @thebandsept
Perfect.
On Instagram or a lot of the other platforms. But Instagram seems to be the main thing, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much, Ben, Misa, Bambi. This was really fun. I had a great time with this. I learned a lot. And with each of these tunes that we talked about, I'm going to be going back and listening for that subtlety that I just discovered through this conversation. And yeah. I appreciate that. But, and I appreciate you guys coming in. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We appreciate
thank
you.
Thank you so much, David.
It's been music from the band Sept, looking at their newest release, High Garden, though touching on a past single as well, Braces. Mainly the video aspect to that one, as we happen to have Bambi Maher in studio along with Ben Ochoa and Misa Lara. More on Sept on Instagram, that's @thebandsept, and more on most streaming platforms. And with that, we wrap up another edition of KVC Arts. Thanks again to Ben, Misa, and Bambi. And here at KVCR, thanks to Rick Dulock, Sandy Hodela, Jessica Greenwell, Shireen Awad, and again, an extra thanks to Tony Lopez. Many past shows can be found through Spotify, iTunes, NPR One, or many other podcast sites, and more still at kvcr.org/arts, including the rest of the conversation about High Garden. Music beds and themes heard on KVC Arts, composed and performed by Sean Longstreet. So thanks to Sean as well. I'm David Fleming. Thanks especially to you for listening and for your support. Please support your public radio home, KVCR, with a contribution any time of the year and in any amount. Go to kvcr.org/support, and then you're maybe 3 minutes away from being done with your contribution, whether it's a one-time gift or if you're setting up a sustaining membership of an automatic nominal gift each month. It's a quick, quick, easy process. Again, kvcr.org/support. And again, thank you so much.